FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
I'm going to get straight to our guest here, Congressman Rodney Davis, Illinois' 13th district. Welcome to the show, and welcome to Ivanka Trump yesterday to the area. How was that visit?
Oh, that was great, Annie. She's just such a nice person. I met her when I saw you last at the Granite City Steel rally that the president put on. Ivanka came with him. Her and I met and talked backstage, and we talked about workforce and workforce development issues and how to get people trained for jobs we know are available. And little did I know, one or two days later, we got a call from her office said, hey, we're coming back on August 8th. What can we do?
That's fantastic.
And yesterday was the end result of that.
So when she comes to Godfrey, Illinois, visit at Lewis and Clark, she was part of a panel there. What kind of discussion was taking place, and what was her effort meant to be there in Godfrey?
Well, it was to highlight workforce development. It was to highlight an executive order the president put together that encourages companies to sign on to working with our folks in our community colleges to get people trained and into the workforce. And she also wanted to tour a facility that is the state-of-the-art facility for welding training in America, and that's at Lewis and Clark. You know, a former laborer, welder, tradesman left $3.5 million to build a new welding center at Lewis and Clark Community College. They will have, in Godfrey, Illinois, the most up-to-date automated welding training program and technology in America.
Wow.
And it's all because somebody who was in the trades wanted to invest in the future of the trades, too.
Yeah, and having President Trump and his daughter, it was a surprise to me that she was at the Granite City Steel event. I didn't know that was going to happen. To have them come to this area, this location, Metro East, and invest their time here, they must see something here in the Metro East that is valuable. Certainly your congressional district, they want to keep you in there so that they can continue to get their agenda through the House. What kind of emphasis is this administration putting on jobs specifically here in the Metro East?
Well, all you had to do was come to Granite City and see the emphasis. I mean, the 500-plus steelworkers, that many of them didn't have a job a few months ago, were standing and cheering because President Trump said, I'm going to make sure that countries like China don't continue to try to decimate our domestic steel industry. We're going to make sure they're held accountable. He did that. And he came and he got cheered. That's results. It wasn't too long ago that 2,000 people were out of work in the Metro East at that steel plant. 800 of them are back to work with, we hope, even more on the way. So that's the message I think Ivanka wanted to send at a time where we've seen jobs go back in the Metro East at places like Granite City Steel. But there's so many opportunities for us, and Ivanka really focused on this. How do we get those who are still unemployed into training programs and get them out into the workforce at a time of historic economic growth and historic low unemployment?
You know, I'm just having this thought kind of forming in my head right now. It's such an interesting juxtaposition where the messages you're getting out of the Democratic Party, it's a flailing right now. They're dabbling in socialism. Actually, they're not even dabbling anymore. They're just like celebrating it. They keep stumping for education, 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 education. They want it to be free. What you get on the right side of the aisle with this president, this administration, with Ivanka Trump, with you working in the 13th district in Illinois, is a conversation about jobs, because the point of education is supposed to get you to the place where you have a job. What's the difference there politically? What is if you were to lose your district in November and enough other of your Republican colleagues and this were to go to a democratically controlled House, what are the American people threatening to have lost if that focus shifts from things like jobs to free education?
Well, I believe America will have lost the opportunities. Remember, the people who want to see my district and Mike Boss' district and others in Illinois and even Ann Wagner's district turn toward Democrats are the ones who told us that you're never going to get to 3% economic growth if you reform the tax code. Well, we not only got to 3%, we blew past it at 4.1%. They want to kill opportunities. If anybody is in favor of socialism, I would urge you, do me a favor, take a trip, go to Miami, hang out all you want at South Beach, do whatever you want to do. But then the next day, take a half-hour flight to Havana, Cuba, walk into a country that is the epitome of socialism's failures. There is no opportunity. So jobs are given out based upon what the government wants you to do. You're not making money to be able to enjoy the creature comforts that we have here in the United States of America. And if you care about the environment that these socialists say they do, then they ought to start with Fidel Castro burning straight oil at a power plant in the Bay of Havana, which is 90 miles off our coast, rather than continuing to say that America is never doing enough. That's the result of socialism that I don't think people realize is this close to America. Go experience it, and you should come back a lot more opportunistic about what America is all about.
We're speaking with Congressman Rodney Davis, the representative out of Illinois' 13th district. What do you think that if you win your election and the Republicans continue to retain the House, maybe even gain a seat or so in the Senate, what is the responsibility of that Republican majority to help this president do in the next 2 years?
I think our responsibility is to make sure that we continue to enact good policies that are leading to this historic economic growth and historic low levels of unemployment, and breaking through the issues that no one in middle America is talking about, you know, special investigators, special counsels, Russia. You know, these are the things, if we can continue to work together to implement good strategies to get people trained and into the workforce and make a lot of money at jobs we know are available, that's what we can do best for every American family, and not just those who in this country want to politicize everything, even as we saw with Sarah Sanders a few weeks ago, they even want to politicize dinner.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. What's at stake if the Democrats take control, if Maxine Waters, if Nancy Pelosi, if these types of folks, Joe Crowley unseated by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in that primary, if this is the new future of the Democratic Party and they take a hold of the House, what's at stake?
Continued economic prosperity is at stake. Continued job growth is at stake. And they will raise your taxes. And the first thing they will do is impeach the president.
You actually think that that's a very real proposition? They're not just bluffing there. That's actually going to be the first thing they go to.
Well, I think many in the Democratic Party will try and hold it off. But there will be so much pressure that I believe they'll go immediately to do what they can to impeach the president.
Wow.
And frankly, America, I don't think, is ready for the Democrats to run a campaign based upon scream louder, be hateful, raise your taxes, impeach the president, and abolish ICE. Mm-hmm. I don't think middle America is for that type of campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they're ready for it either, and it would take a very long time to recover from it as well, especially if they were successful. What do you think about if the effort is to impeach this president, his policies, the work that he's been able to do with the Republican House and the Republican Senate have certainly shown very strong results for the economy. What do you think about this president and his administration's focus on the Illinois areas, the Missouri areas? He's spent some time and he's had committed his focus in many capacities to the Midwest. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's the president living up to the promises that he made during the campaign. This is a president that promised better trade policies to help blue-collar workers. And the blue-collar worker, I just sat down with 20 members of the Carpenters Union and had a great lunch with them in Springfield, Illinois, just a few minutes ago. And we even had the discussion. They realized many of their members voted for President Trump based upon the promises he made to protect American jobs. And he's living up to those promises. President Trump, I believe, was put in office by the votes from blue-collar workers in states like Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania. These are states, and even Iowa, these are states that had traditionally voted for the Democrats for president. Now, they voted for a Republican because they wanted something different. They voted for Donald Trump because he was something different, too.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree with you. It's an interesting time to be a Republican. And that Granite City event was a very interesting event to observe, to just see the people who were in that room and the Republican president standing before them that you could tell that they had genuine affection for. It's just there's a lot to be offered from the right side of the aisle right now. And you are certainly doing that for the 13th district. Congressman Rodney Davis, at Rodney Davis on Twitter. Thanks so much for the time and squeezing us in.
Thanks, Annie. Great to see you a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Look forward to doing it again. Thank you, Congressman. I mean, he's exactly right. And I feel like this is really being exposed in great detail, and specifically with the Missouri primary and the right to work legislation, the Prop A. I talk to all of these workers, and I have yet to hear, maybe they're just not listening to the show, but I'm seeing so much evidence of the blue collar workers, the ones that Ivanka Trump and Congressman Rodney Davis were there representing in Godfrey and Granite City with the administration present as well. These people don't identify with today's Democratic Party. And historically, for decades, it was unthinkable to support the other party in power. If it were the Republican Party, they would not be interested in it, and they would do what they needed to do to defeat it. And the powers that be at the very top of these unions still are certainly going to be that way. They're still going to advocate for that. But these workers are thinking for themselves, just like every other voter does. And they found that President Trump identifies with them and cares about them. It's great to see Congressman Rodney Davis and Ivanka Trump in Godfrey, Illinois, and just talking about jobs.
Get more at 971talk.com.